A new study finds there are many challenges to Detroit residents accessing job opportunities. The report, Detroit's Untapped Talent, Jobs and On-Ramps Needed, was commissioned by J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and was compiled by a corporation for a skilled workforce. Janine LaPrade helped prepare the report, and she is with us now. Janine, the Detroit unemployment rate is chronically twice that of the statewide rate. What did the report find was among the causes of that high unemployment?
Thank you, Cynthia.
That Detroit unemployment rate, it's chronically twice that of the statewide unemployment rate. What did the report find was among the causes of that high unemployment?
Yes, and I appreciate that you use the word chronic because really that is the story or a story in terms of the history of chronic unemployment in Detroit for a number of residents. That factor has been compounded by what we found through the study, which is not enough jobs in the city of Detroit itself, a mismatch between the skills and the educational attainment level of many residents with what's being required for the jobs that are available, and then also just some of the challenges that lower-income residents face in terms of being able to access education and training opportunities, find the jobs, get the transportation they need to get to those jobs, and then also have some of the supportive things that many of us have that we take for granted, access to childcare and other things that help people get to work and to education if that's the path that they're on.
I think the story that grabbed really the nation, if not the world, was that of that Detroit gentleman, James Robertson, when it was discovered that he walked 21 miles to get to his job in the suburbs and did it night after night after night.
It's important to recognize that in many places around the country, residents within inner cities often find work in the suburbs, and that's certainly the case here in Detroit. A lot of the employment opportunities for many of the residents in Detroit who have mostly or many of them entry-level skills are in the suburbs. And so when you don't have a regional transportation system that makes it easier for people to get to those kinds of jobs, as other cities do, that is really compounding the challenges that Detroit residents are facing currently.
And we should certainly point out that the report finds that young blacks are more than twice as likely to be unemployed. Why?
That's right. And so the same is true actually for adult black men. Again, those statistics are pretty typical for what you might find in other urban centers. However, in Detroit, one of the concerns is just the lack of engagement of black youth in any of these opportunities, any of these programs. And it really does take a whole system to try to engage youth in different ways. And so we're seeing some movement toward a focus on summer youth employment, certainly in Detroit. But there's also some work going on to look more systemically at the different places where youth might become more engaged and be interested in connecting up to some kind of educational or career pathway. Engagement is what I think ultimately is critical. The relationship part of it is also a driver for engagement.
And then circling back to education, such a key factor in whether someone can find a job anywhere. I mean, we just have to look at the teacher sick outs in the city of Detroit and the never-ending headlines about the fact that DPS could be out of money by April or May.
That's right. From an educational perspective, one of the things that's important in terms of workforce development is that adult education becomes really critical, especially as people are trying to figure out how to get the more basic set of skills that they need for the work that's out there right now. And a lot of the adult education programs have been under or disinvested in over the years. A number of them are tied into the public school system. So we're really trying to look for different ways in which the community colleges, higher education institutions can begin to partner differently with the school system, but also the workforce development providers that are in the city, because it's going to take those kinds of partnerships to create these sort of pathways or these ramps.
These ramps.
Exactly. We're starting to see some examples where companies from a particular industry sector are reaching out to and starting to form partnerships with some of the higher education institutions and community colleges in the region.
What are some of those industries we're seeing?
There's been work in the city with the anchor institutions for a while now, whereby the healthcare system in particular has taken a closer look at its own workforce needs and has begun to talk more with city leadership about the short-term and longer-term implications, and then they're starting to reach out again to these higher ed institutions to say, let's partner on some type of pathway and program that would really start to create these on-ramps for Detroit residents. We're seeing the same thing happening in IT. That's also an area where traditionally it's not as diverse of a workforce as we need to see. A lot of attention being paid to how do you look for more equitable ways to open up these opportunities.
What are some of the other things happening? Because I pounced on what some of these initiatives with business and education. What are some other ways you're seeing this?
Sure. So I think from the economic development and job creation side of things, you know, the mayor has certainly picked up on the data point where we compared Detroit to other cities and what was happening in Detroit in terms of the hollowing out of jobs. So we did call attention to the lack of private sector jobs in the city compared to other places and some of the sectors where that lack is really clear are in areas like hospitality, retail trade, arts and entertainment. So all of those parts of our economy that suggest that a city is thriving, that's where I think the mayor is really thinking about, all right, how do we continue to create an ecosystem where those kinds of jobs become more available. And so I think that's one strategy that they're looking at. He's forming partnerships with a lot of other developers and groups that are coming in to try to create more jobs in the city. And one of the things they're looking at is how do you get those companies to make commitments to not only hiring Detroiters, but really also maybe investing in training in a different way. So I think that's a critical strategy. And again, it's going to take a private-public sector partnership to really move the needle on all of this.
We're talking about the report, Detroit's Untapped Talent, Jobs and On-Ramps Needed. It was commissioned by JPMorgan Chase & Company and compiled by the Corporation for a Skilled Workforce, and Janine LaPrade helped prepare this report. Janine, your report also found even if someone has a job, it doesn't mean that they will necessarily escape poverty. Why is that?
That's right. Again, the fact that a number of residents are traveling outside of the city to find employment, especially in mostly the lower wage service sector, is just not necessarily getting people out of poverty. We still have situations where people are working and they're still relying on some form of public assistance, not necessarily government assistance, but just the support of the community to make ends meet, to make things work. It's important to really look at that population too, because I think there are some things that companies can do, leaders in the community can do to really help focus on how do we help those people move up or advance in the labor market, because that's also going to create some opportunities for others to move into jobs they're vacating. That needs to be part of the strategy, and we're seeing the Kellogg Foundation and some others really looking at something called two-generation strategies, which is an approach that looks at both youth as well as their parents simultaneously. Some of those strategies are cost maybe more than a traditional program where you're serving either the parent or the youth. Those kinds of programs or those strategies are really critical to consider, because we're seeing that even in situations where kids are in schools in Detroit and doing well, they're still struggling because their parents are struggling. We can't pit these strategies against each other. We have to find a way to link them.
What do you feel after diving into this and helping to prepare this report? What do you feel is the bottom line of your report?
The bottom line is there is no silver bullet here, and this is a complex set of factors that are underpinning the level of unemployment we are seeing and the labor force participation rates. It really is going to be critical that every organization, every program, every provider in the city, whether it be from the educational perspective, the workforce development perspective, the human service, social service perspective, we all really take a closer look at what it is we're doing and how is it that collectively we might be able to better align our resources, our programs, our strategies, so that this more holistic, more comprehensive approach could be taken.
This is the first of two reports.
That's correct.
What can we expect from the upcoming second one?
Yeah, so the second report is really focused on the infrastructure. So what is in place from a partnership perspective? So I mentioned a couple of examples in healthcare and IT. And then what's happening on the organizational and program side of things in terms of the kinds of supports and services that are available. So what we've done is mapped that to show the array of resources that do exist, but then to also illuminate where the gaps are. And so we're hoping that that report, combined with this data, will really give the mayor's office, other stakeholders in the city, the private sector leadership, and the philanthropic leadership that's being engaged through the mayor's workforce development board, that that all forms the basis for their strategies and solutions that they're working to create.
A good roadmap.
Exactly.
A good roadmap. Janine LaPrade is with the Corporation for a Skilled Workforce, and she helped prepare this report, Detroit's Untapped Talent, Jobs, and On-Ramps Needed. Thanks so much for being with us, Janine.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.